Sunset Village, presented for your pleasure. As far back as anyone in Sunset Village could remember, Zack Smith and Eli Hammond had been the town's two closest friends, absolutely inseparable, and yet the town's fiercest enemies, at least as far as tongue lashings were concerned. They had known each other since boyhood, had practically been raised together. They'd watched the little town grow and had grown and prospered with it. Zack Smith had inherited his father's grocery store. Eli Hammond had not been fortunate enough to inherit a business, of which fact he often reminded the other old fellow, but as a result of hard work, had finally become the sole owner of one of the finest small-town drugstores in the county. Zack Smith had been both mother and father to his boy Donald for many years. Donald and Marjorie, Eli Hammond's daughter, had been raised side by side as their fathers had, and it was rather well understood by everyone that sometime they would marry. Margie has been away finishing up her schooling prior to coming home to teach, and we now find Eli Hammond and his wife in the Smith grocery store, stocking up on good things in preparation for the homecoming next day. Zack Smith is speaking.
I don't give a continental how much education your daughter's had. Does it make it any smarter than the rest of us? What good's it do?
Oh, you old horn toad, you. I'll admit education don't do no good for some folks. Take you, for instance. I just barely got my education. I was so busy working to pay for it. And look at you. You went clean through the seminary on your pa's money. Never had a worry in the world. And are you any smarter than I am? Not a bit of it. Dumber, most likely. You got a business just because your pappy left it you. I got one because I had brains and used my head and hard work.
Why, you old scarecrow, are you telling me I ain't got brains?
Not as anybody can notice you haven't, no.
Now, I'm a-thinking that for a little strip, you've gone just about far enough.
Well, listen here. Big as you are, I ain't as scared of you, you know.
No, and I ain't as scared of you neither.
Well, all right then.
Well, all right. Well, to get back to your daughter, why does she have to have so much schooling?
Now you heard her ma say that she had to go back and finish up to get her decree or something like that. I don't know what 'tis, but I reckon she left it there and had to go back for it. Seems to me it took her a heck of a long time to find it, though.
Oh, yeah. Say, I know what that is. It's her... her old maid decree, ain't it?
Nope, that don't sound like it. Let me see. Ooh, yeah, her bachelor's decree, that's it. Zack Smith, what do you mean by saying old maid decree? How could Margie be an old maid and her just past 20?
Well, how in tarnation could she be a bachelor? That's what I'd like to know. I swear, Eli, the more I'm around you, the more I wonder what my boy Donald sees in that gal of yours.
Old maid decree, if all this stupid... Huh? What's that?
Huh?
What'd you say?
What'd I say when?
Oh, you old dummy, just now, something about your boy Donald.
Oh, that. I just said I can't see what he sees in your daughter.
Is that so? Well, now I'd say he's a right smart lad to want to marry my Margie.
Well, of course he's smart enough. Her I'm talking about.
I didn't say he was smart. I just said he was showing good judgment and being interested in my Margie.
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, how do you figure? What's the matter with Margie?
Oh, well, nothing much, I reckon. Well, I'll tell you. I just don't see how a girl can amount to much with you for a dad.
Why, you old fossil, you. What you got to crow about, I'd like to know. What do you amount to more than I do? I reckon you figure a Hammond ain't good enough for a Smith.
Well, now that you go and said it, I reckon that's about it. I reckon do figure that way.
Why, you... Well, I'll be... Of all... Well, just let me tell you something right here and now, Zachariah Smith. I'm glad you said that. I always said if you give a bad dog time, he'd finally turn on you. And you sure showed your true colors now. Believe me, I'll keep my daughter away from that son of yours if I have to pack up and move to Australia or something.
All right. All right. Now let me tell you something. You can't go too far away from me. As far as I'm concerned, you and your whole concerned family can go straight to house. Toby! What in the Sam hell you gone and done now?
Toby, I told you to be careful.
Suffering mackerel. What are you doing sitting inside that showcase?
Nothing. I'm just sitting.
Well, how in thunder did you get there?
Oh, he was showing me a trick.
Eli, shut up. You say he was showing you a trick?
Yeah, sure, Pop Smith. You see, I can get up in the middle of that ladder on the track there and give myself a push with my foot on the coffee grinder back there and coast folks to the front of the store. Yeah, only this time the darn ladder run into that sack of taters and she throwed me, by golly. Yeah, and here I am.
Well, of all the idiots. All right now, young feller. You just get yourself up out of there.
Huh?
And believe me, you're going to pay for this.
Oh, now, look out, Pop Smith. Now, don't you hurt me.
Come here to me.
Now, don't you hurt me now. Because if you do, I'll chase you so fast your darned old shirt will run right up your back like a window shade.
Listen,
now,
you young whippersnapper. I've been wanting to get shed of you for a long time. You're nothing but a nuisance and a pest. I don't want you hanging around my store anymore. You understand?
Oh, gee, Pop, you ain't firing me, are you?
How could I fire you when I never hired you? But I'm telling you right now that you're to go straight out that door and keep a-going, and don't never come back.
Now, Pop Smith, you know you don't mean that. You're just all hit up about that little piece of glass getting busted.
No, I ain't nothing the kind. I've been meaning to tell you just that for the past week. Now I've told you, now beat it.
All right, Mr. Smith. Gee whiz, I'll feel like a sure enough orphan now. What'll Pappy Scroggins say when I tell him you won't let me help you at the store no more?
Now, see here, Zach, aren't you being a little hard on the boy?
Get out of here!
Oh, you donkey, what do you want to be so stubborn for?
I said get...
Well, all right. Well, goodbye, everybody. I guess I'll just have to go tell Pappy Scroggins, and then we'll both lay down and die of busted hearts, that's what. Well, goodbye.
Toby.
Yes, Mom?
Before you go, there's a package I got back here for you. You might as well take along, I reckon.
Huh? A package for me? Oh, gee, Pop Smith, what is it?
Well, it's a pair of new corduroy breeches I bought for you yesterday.
Oh.
Now, mind you now, not because I like you.
No, ma'am.
It's just, well, I don't want to see you get pneumonia and die, and then the town have expense of burying you.
Well, gee, I thought people got pneumonia in their chest or something. Yeah.
Never mind what you thought.
Oh, boy. Say, ain't them keen britches on? Oh, gee, where's Pop Smith? I sure am much obliged to you. Yeah. Well, shall I be going now?
Yes, sir. Now you can just... Well, let's see. As long as you're back here, you might as well clean up the broken glass and stuff around this showcase.
Yeah.
Get one of them empty cartoons in the back room and put it in. And don't cut yourself. You'll be bleeding to death on me next thing. Go on now.
Yes, sir, Pop. Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Smith, if you're through arguing with your hired hand, maybe you'll be good enough to give him a bill now.
Now, wait a minute. There's some more things I want yet. And anyway, it's not near the end of the month. You just paid your bill.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm going to pay it again right now. And what's more, this is the last bill I'll ever pay in this establishment because we ain't a-trading here no more.
Say, now, are you two at it again?
All right, sir. All right. That suits me just fine. I'll be glad to figure up what you owe. And I hope you never come back.
Don't worry, we won't. And while you're figuring, suppose you try to figure it right for once.
Say, are you insinuating that I don't add your bills up right?
Zach, listen to me. Now, I want 2 large cans of sliced pineapple.
If you are, you don't have to worry about it no more, because I don't figure on selling you any more stuff. Sliced, you say, Marty?
Yes, 2 large cans.
Listen to you, calling my wife by her first name. Ain't you got no respect for your customers? You think ladies like for a common grocer to be calling them by the first name?
Eli Hammond, I ain't any calmer than you are. One thing, I can refuse to sell you groceries. That's more than you can do to me.
And a dime's worth of black pepper, Zach.
I'll show you whether you can come in here... box or bulk, Marty?
Oh, bulk, I guess.
Whether you can come in here and tell me my son ain't good enough for your daughter just because you happen to have a little fancy schooling.
Here now. What's all the argument about?
Oh, Donald, it's just these 2 old fogies jumping at each other's throats again. Okay. Never mind. It'll be all over by tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't you believe it, son. Mr. High Hat Hammond has just come in here deliberately trying to insult you and me. I called his bluff.
Oh, now listen, Dad. You're just all worked up over nothing.
Of course he is, Donald, and it's his own fault. It was his idea.
What do you mean, my idea? Who started this? You did.
Why, you useless old...
Now listen, never mind which of you started it. If you don't get some sense pretty soon, I'm going to be the one to finish it.
Oh, yeah, you tell them, Mrs. Hammond. Get right into it there. Yeah, Donald and me will be the umpires for the big battle.
Toby Murphy, you keep out of this.
Well, Toby, what hit the showcase, a cyclone?
Oh, no, sir, Mr. Donald. It is me that hit it.
Why?
Yeah, I was doing a tailspin and I lost control of my landing gears. Yeah.
Oh, Miss Hammond, are you ready for me to carry your groceries out to your car?
Yes, I think I have everything now, Donald.
All right.
My goodness, it looks as though I have enough things to feed a regiment.
I thought this star operated a delivery truck.
Well, of course we do, Mr. Hammond. But you always tell me not to bother. You just put the things in your car and you'll take them home.
Well, I didn't say that this time, did I? I want them groceries delivered. Marty, while I'm settling up here, you go along out there with him and see he puts all them things into the truck. I don't want him slipping out half the stuff in the back room and selling it over again.
Oh, all right. Come along, Donald.
All right, right with you, Miss Hammond. Now, be careful now. Don't fall over the boxes here in the back room.
All right. Land sakes, I'm glad to get out where I can just talk to you away from those two lunatics in there.
Now, Donald,
he just put those things right in our car, just same as always. There's no sense in him being so crazy.
All right, if you think it's safe.
Don't you worry now. I can handle him all right. Now, Donald, I just wanted to be sure our plans were all settled for tomorrow evening. We're all to go meet Margie at the train, and then we'll all go to our house for supper. And believe me, it's going to be a regular banquet.
Sounds great to me. Do you think the two loving fathers will be all right by that time?
Oh, sure they will. Why, they'll be so lonesome for each other by tomorrow night, they'd be glad to be back together, if it's for nothing more than to get into another fight.
I hope you're right.
Of course I am. Now, let's get back into the story. Don't you let on now what we were talking about.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Maybe you'd better mention about meeting the 4 o'clock train tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Here we are.
80 cents, 90 cents, $9.01. And don't you dare tell me I shortchanged you.
It'd surprise me if you didn't.
Well, come on, Eli. We best be getting along home now.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking forward to that feast at your house tomorrow night, Miss Hammond.
Yes.
You be sure you're on time to meet at 4 o'clock.
Yes. Now, just a minute, son. We ain't going to meet that train. And we ain't going to set the same table with any Hammond.
Why, Dad, this is Margie's homecoming. Of course we're going.
Well, if you are, then I ain't going. I'll tell you that.
All right, then. Donald and me will meet the train, and we'll eat the supper, too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear, I knew there was something else. Don, didn't you say you got a barrel of cider in?
Yeah, we sure did. Bought it last week from Ted Bundy.
Well, I want to try a gallon.
All right.
Then if we like it, we can get more.
Sure. Toby.
Huh?
Go back in the back room and get one of those gallon jugs, will you?
Yeah.
Way back on the wide shelf. Be careful, though. There's a rat trap on the east side of the shelf.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Donald, all right.
Well, what kind of a crazy price do I have to pay for that?
Oh, we won't charge you for this, Mr. Hammond. Just take this gallon to try.
Oh, no, you ain't giving us nothing. We're able to pay for our groceries.
Mr. Donald, let me go! Let me go!
Now what's he got in?
Oh, how's